Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alrighty, third hour, Tinky and Tierney. What's happening? How are you today? CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, hanging out here inside of our Quicken Loan studio, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply, simply understand fully, and mortgage confidently. So, we know that Kevin Durant had slash has burner accounts. Got a little sloppy with that in the past.
He did.
And this is interesting. Now, I think it would have been a lot more interesting as he had a lengthy exchange on Instagram with a fan who was critical of Kevin Durant's not his actual basketball skill,
yeah,
but more so an inability to lead. He referenced LeBron, referenced Steph Curry. And what's interesting is the person that he was going back and forth with, there's like 15 to 20 as they had a nice big screen grab here.
Yeah.
Got the entire exchange, which is pretty amazing. I think it would have been a more interesting conversation if Kevin Durant was still sitting on a donut as a champion, because then we could have illuminated, well, you know, maybe he's overly sensitive and that's derailed him in his quest for it. The fact that he's a multi-time champion really completely offsets any criticism.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even mean anything.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
But he is sensitive.
But it's funny.
But he is sensitive.
If he even wrote it, what do you say, bro? Go sweep your dorm room. You don't know who. Stop tagging me in his trash. I mean, why would you even say that?
Well, because he's overly sensitive. By the way, aside from being overly sensitive, I mean, he's got a lot of time on social media.
He really does.
Go play some golf. Go get married. Yeah. I don't know if he's married. I don't think he's married. Go have kids. Do something.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you're always on social media like a 12-year-old girl.
We were talking about this before.
Or 12-year-old boy.
We were talking about this before before the show, obviously, earlier this morning when we first saw this this exchange. I forgot where we picked it up from. But it's like, it's probably not even KD. It's probably...
Oh, I think it is. I think it's KD.
I mean, it's probably one of his... I don't know, handlers who have access to his account. Because these guys give you access to their account so they can post for, like, brand stuff.
To monetize,
right? Whoever basketballs or Wilson basketballs are going to pay you $10,000 to tweet this. He's not going to do it because why does he care? But he wants the money, so he gives his account information to someone else who does it for him. So, and when I first saw this, especially reading, like, the content of it, I'm like... He didn't write this. This is some defender of him on his account going after some kid who's, you know, trying to, I don't even know what he's trying to do.
Well,
really,
it didn't start as a diss. It started as a pretty intelligent basketball observation.
Yeah, but
Kevin
but
Durant
really,
or his handler.
Is it really, though, an intelligent basketball conversation?
It started out, certainly it's a subjective thing, so maybe some people would say it wasn't intelligent because it was wrong in the eyes of some. But I got to challenge you on this. I always fundamentally disagree with you on how the handlers have the latitude to tweet. You're right. Like, I know Kevin loves
even if it's not on purpose. Even if it's not on purpose.
There's no way an athlete is going to... Yeah, you're right. For $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, go put it out
probably
there.
Probably more like $100,000.
Whatever it is. But there's no way athletes are going to let people tweet conversations in their first... Like, as the first-person voice. Athlete's an idiot.
I would agree.
That athlete's an idiot.
But maybe they think it's the... I don't know. It's just weird.
We're too deep in the game. A couple of years ago, maybe. There's no way. I don't see that happening at all. I think it's Kevin Durant.
Do you have multiple accounts on your
no,
like Instagram
one.
And Twitter?
Nope.
So I do. So
nope.
I have our show, and I have mine personal and Enthusio. So I have all of these... access to, so I can tweet from all of them.
Okay.
I could easily see a handler.
Oh, I thought you meant different, I thought you meant burner accounts. I'm sorry.
No.
I have, of course, our show accounts.
Exactly.
Of course, I have a few,
So you can imagine a guy trying to defend KD forgets he's on KD's
getting
account.
Tripped up on the wrong account. I mean, listen,
I guess anything's
possible, but it does seem like Kevin's pretty sensitive to this stuff.
To your point, there's a good chance it was KD.
Yeah, I think it was. And how about this, though? When he says, first of all, he calls him middle school knockoff Stephen A. That's what he calls him.
That's pretty funny, actually.
And here's why I think it is Kevin Durant, because Durant and Stephen A. have had beef.
Yeah.
So for him to automatically reach for Stephen's name, who he doesn't love, you know, that's one little clue. About this, though. He goes, you know it's true. That's why your insecure ass responded to me. Why don't you just actually prove it that you can lead a team to a championship?
But he did.
Not even in the same galaxy as LeBron. That's how it starts.
But I mean,
that's
but
how it starts. Well, did he lead him? I could mean, at this point, I could say he's that Kevin Durant is the primary
MVP.
Spoke in the wheel.
He's the MVP of the finals 2 years.
I can say that now.
It's hard to say he's not a leader.
But he took the easy way to get there, and he morphed into a leader.
Yeah.
He grabbed the steering wheel.
But why is that even a relevant conversation? See, it's weird. Yeah. It's like this. It's the epitome of hate, right? Not like hate in the traditional word of, you know, people who do heinous things and, mm-hmm. you know.
Malice. I got you.
But, like, social media hate. I got to throw some shade at you, right? It's the epitome of that. Yeah, I know that you're the two-time champion. I know that you're the man. You have a shot that's unblockable. I mean, you don't have to do a hook shot to have Kareem-level unblockability to your shot.
That's true.
Because you have a 7'2 wingspan, and you're already 6'11", right? So you have all of these skills. You've won two championships back-to-back and back-to-back finals MVPs. But I want to throw some shade at you because I don't think I like you. Guess what? I know you won, and I know you're an all-star and an MVP and everything else, but you can't lead. I mean, what the hell does that even mean? You know what I mean?
Well, listen.
I got you on that one. You can't lead.
But I don't think that this young, or I mean, this social media, this person, yeah. I don't think that this person's motivation was to necessarily get under Kevin Durant's
skin,
although he tagged him.
He tagged him.
He did tag, but he's always tagged him, and he tagged others as well.
Yeah.
I think he's just espousing views on the NBA in a very modern, through a very modern platform.
Yes.
Something that everybody can see, mm-hmm. and if I have the ability to hit the at button and, you know, type in Kevin Durant, and it pops up, and there's a blue check, and I could throw him in there, which might increase the odds of him seeing it, which will increase the odds of him seeing it, mm-hmm. and in theory should exponentially increase the odds of him possibly responding.
Yeah.
Then my motivation might not be hate as much as it is, or, you know, specific to social media, you know, shade.
Yeah, yeah.
It might be more so I just want to engage in a basketball conversation, and my basketball senses tell me that unlike LeBron, who was the leader of a championship team, and Steph Curry, who led the Warriors to a championship, this guy jumped on the ship. Now, he's become the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
We can't deny that, but he jumped on a yacht.
I hear you.
LeBron was on a little dinghy who was out there with a couple of oars, and one was busted. He was trying to get back to the dock.
But let me ask you this. Why does that even matter?
It matters because we're trying to assign levels of
responsibility.
Yeah.
Of ownership.
Yes.
Levels of ownership.
Because I think that's the modern way of determining greatness, the varying tiers of greatness.
If
we don't just say so-and-so's great, so-and-so's great. Now it's he's great because of this, and he's not great because of this.
Yeah. If Kevin Durant, or if
it's
Kevin,
deeper,
if KD is not on the Golden State Warriors,
mm-hmm.
do they win back to back?
I don't know if they beat the Rockets. No, I think they lose to the Rockets this year.
Do they win back to back championships?
I don't know if they beat the Rockets this year. So based on my answer on that, my answer would probably be no.
Why did they beat the Rockets this year?
Because Chris Paul got hurt.
Well, that obviously, but that notwithstanding, why else did they beat the Rockets? Because Kevin Durant's the
second best player in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that not leadership?
It's different. Yes, it is. But it's, you know what it is? It's I think it's like the knock on Tiger Woods, all right,
mm-hmm.
is that he would always bludgeon people from the outset. He would snuff out their golfing soul early in a major, all right? And then he would coast, and he'd win by 8, 9, 12, whatever. He never charges back
behind.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's varying degrees of accomplishment. And, hey, if you're a front runner, that's awesome. You know, if you step on somebody and you win, that's great. But I think in the basketball sense, people still view him as a front runner.
Mm.
Whether it's right or wrong or somewhere in between, like most things usually lie, somewhere in between. The perception is that he bounced from the Thunder because he couldn't beat him. And then he went to join the team that beat him, and then he won a championship.
Okay, but in the context of history, because that's what we have to do.
Okay.
And that means thinking about this when we're having this conversation, BT and I'll be old and gray, still doing CBS Sports Radio. It's 60.
Gray.
60. Oh, I know.
No hair.
We'll be old and
I don't know
what we'll do. Whatever. We'll be old.
We'll be doing a podcast from the ranch.
Looking back 20 years at Kevin Durant. Are we going to talk about, and he, let's say he wins two more championships, and it's all with the Warriors, so the dynasty continues, right? And are we going to look back and say, but he wasn't a leader. He won six. He's going to go down as one of the greatest, but he wasn't a leader.
Well, if we say it like that, we're going to be doing no shit. If we sound like that, there'll be no shows. There'll be no podcasts. There'll be no, okay, they won't even want us to interview on shows.
It'll be from the barbershop. That's how they talk at the barbershop.
Am I invited to the barbershop?
Yeah, always.
All right, nice.
I don't know.
Sure.
We're cutting, but.
We're not cutting. We're just chilling.
Get a shade.
We're not cutting. We're chopping it up.
Exactly. My barbershop has beers and whiskey.
Nice, nice. At that point, everything's going to be legal. So who knows what's flowing in the barbershop that day. Here's my answer. That's a great question. 25 years from now, will we hold the minutiae?
Yeah, which you're probably right about.
Now, it's applicable.
You're right about, yes.
Do I think that it will hold up and have as much potency down the road? I don't, and I'll tell you why. Because I think that others will follow this template.
I hear you.
And it will be watered down. Like, vitriol is a little bit too strong, but in the basketball sense, the vitriol, the tone that people use to denigrate Durant's accomplishment here with the Warriors, there will be other all-time transcendent players that follow this path.
Yeah.
He'll have company.
Yeah.
So it will be spread out in multiple directions.
And also, there may be people that follow this path and not be nearly as successful.
Or that. That's a great follow-up point. Or that.
Right?
Because, or that.
I mean, this all started with LeBron. LeBron did this first, going, even though it wasn't really the same, they hadn't won a championship, but it was.
But LeBron wasn't the first. That's not true. Gary Payton and Carmelo went to the Lakers. They just didn't win it.
That's a good point.
I mean, you know, others have tried this.
That's a good point.
You know, we forget about these people, you know, old icons.
The difference with Gary Payton and Carmelo is that they were older.
No, they were definitely older at that point.
End of their career. But that's what they were seeking.
And Carmelo tried to steal Kobe's wife. You don't know that story?
What?
Oh, Kobe and Carmelo couldn't stand each other.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's at least the rumbling.
That's the drama in L.A., man. It's L.A. What do you expect? It's L.A.
How about some brotherly decorum for your teammate or for fellow men?
I would agree.
Yeah, what do we get the metaphor on the Mars? You don't take somebody else's wife.
Dude, it's L.A. All these things are like, we all know the rumors about O.J.
That's a life in a world that I simply cannot relate to,
and everything else out there in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's crazy out there.
Oh, God.
Which is perfect for LeBron. It's perfect that he's out there. By the way, did you see the pizza shop thing?
He didn't show up.
I know.
It's going to be representative of his entire Laker career. A disappointment. A no-show. A zero. You know why he's sending out pizzas right now? He could have sent out subs, right? Subs, if you invert it, it looks like the number one. That would have represented one championship.
Uh-huh.
A pizza, that's a zero. He's going to get no titles in L.A. I'm dead serious. He's going to win Ugats. Nothing. He's not winning this year. You know he's not winning this year.
Of course he's not winning this year.
So first year, not winning.
Yep.
Then you go to year two. Everybody's on a one-year deal. Lance Stevenson.
Rondo.
Rondo's on a one-year deal. Caldwell Pope is on a one-year deal.
JaVale McGee.
They will be gone going into his third year, okay?
Yes. He calls it a magic, though. Says this is a two-year plan.
Yes. Donut. He's not going to win a championship in L.A.
Yeah, but a lot of people got free pizzas from his place.
But I know. How many did he send, Mike? Do you have the number? And first of all, how many
1,500.
People, how many people? 1,500 people or pizzas?
They gave away about 1,500 slices of pizza, I believe.
That's pretty
slices?
Good.
But people got slices. There like 7:30 in the morning to wait online for him.
I mean, 1,500 slices? You got a slice? I want a pie, dude.
Exactly. I think it was slices. Let me confirm. But
make sure the calzone,
before you
too,
go crazy on LeBron,
king of L.A., huh?
Right, you got anything sweet back there as well? I mean,
it's messed up to be like, hey, pizza party at my place, and then not show up.
Parmesan, got to send something over. Been here all day.
No, they're not that sophisticated.
No, well, that's more of a Northeast. the veal cutlet Parmesan. I think
look
that
cross-eyed.
Teak, that is how many people showed up again? 1,500 slices of pizza. Do you have an estimate? Were there thousands? Are there thousands of pathetic people that would actually line up to just maybe catch a glimpse of LeBron? How pathetic he is.
Because he tweeted or Instagrammed, whatever it was, haven't had a pizza party in a minute.
I'm still not going to.
Yeah. And he was chilling. I think he ended up sending a video or whatever, a picture of him like chilling on a raft somewhere where people are lined up waiting to meet him. At his place, by the way, because he is an investor in that.
He is. He is. But I'm serious. No championships for LeBron. Mm-hmm. Because once they get that roster set, and if they don't trade for Kawhi or whomever, and they allow Ingram and Kuzma and maybe even Ball, if he stays around, to grow, their natural progression, what's my favorite, you know, when I look at championships and timelines, the the intersection,
yeah, doesn't work.
The intersection right. of the prime of one's career. LeBron will be going down. Mm-hmm. Those other guys will be going up. They will not cross in the middle of the night, and LeBron will go winless in L.A.
Unless one of those guys becomes an uber superstar.
It's not going to happen quickly enough.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's just, they're so young. Ingram is 173 pounds.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball can't shoot.
Yeah,
Kuzma's good. I really do like Kuzma. And I think Ingram's going to be really good as well. But he's just, he's a baby. He's a puppy.
2,000 people, by the way. By 2 o'clock, 2,000.
2,000 pathetic souls. Unless it was 2,000 homeless people just trying to get a meal.
Hey.
But then again,
give them
are
the
they homeless
pie.
If they're on Instagram?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. All right, Teek, this is an interesting story. Let's get to this coming up next year. The Louisville players from the 2013 title that they had to vacate, they are now filing a suit, okay? I think they're nuts. I think they've got no grounds to stand. Mm-hmm. I would love for you to disagree. Not sure if you do.
I kind of do.
Love it. We'll get to that coming up next. Teek and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer months. You know how that heat can just drain the life out of you? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance. So, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. That's right, free. If you need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day.
All righty. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. By the way, I just saw this on Twitter. Teek, if I asked you a number, I don't want you to see my screen here.
Right. Now, how many?
Croatia had a blank percent chance to win it all entering the World Cup.
Chance to win it all. I'm going to say they had a 8% chance to win it all.
3%.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a little more of an upset than we kind of positioned it.
Right, especially now that they're in the final.
Oh, man, 3%.
France.
Now they still got to finish the job here. Mm. France won it in 98?
98.
Does that sound right?
Yep.
98 France won it? Yeah, 98 or 90. No, Vandeveld was 99. They won it in 98.
They won it in 98.
They won it the year before.
Right before.
Yeah, so Vandeveld ruined all the great vibes in the country of France.
Nothing good in sports has happened since.
That's
till now.
Freddie Weiss was drafted in, that's true. Frederick Weiss was drafted by the Knicks in 99, and he was an absolute train wreck from France. But anyway, all right, so what do you think about this here, Teek?
Wait, isn't Nikita? Isn't he?
Well, of course he's from France, but I'm not prepared to say that he's good yet.
I want to see
a little bit more. I think he could be a very good defender. We'll see if he could actually put the ball in the hole at some point with a jump shot. So a group of former Louisville men's basketball players, they filed a lawsuit against the NCAA over the organization's vacation of the Cardinals' 2013 national title and 2012 Final Four. Now, to me, I don't feel any sympathy.
Yeah.
I understand it, I guess, on some level. I can, like, intellectually, I can process why they would feel, forget about the money attached to the lawsuit, mm-hmm. just how they would feel as if something was stripped from them that they obviously achieved, that we actually saw with our own eyes. That I can completely put my mind around. But I've always operated under this mindset when it comes to college sports. If a player, if it's a quarterback or a point guard or somewhere in between, if that player receives impermissible benefits
yes.
and is ruled ineligible, all right, then the school, like the player does not play.
Yes.
If the NCAA finds this out.
Yes.
Which means that obviously hurts the school
yep.
because that's somebody that they wanted to play.
You're right.
So both aspects suffer. Player university. If a school cheats and players on the roster weren't directly involved in the cheating, while it's probably, it's inherently unfair.
Yeah.
Penalize those who did nothing.
Yeah.
To me, it's I hate to process it under too bad and tough luck, but yeah. I've always worked under that. Convince me otherwise.
Well, it's not that I'm convincing you otherwise, because I do think the NCAA has the right to do whatever it is they want to do, because that's just it is what it is. However, I think the punishment itself might be punishing the wrong things or the wrong people. Now, we all know this comes from the stripper situation that happened down at Louisville. Whether it was prostitution or stripper, whatever was going on.
I think it was both. I think it was a stripper, and then I think there were acts.
I think it was a little bit
of both. I believe that's the way it was.
Whether it was paid for or not, whatever.
Yep.
But that is an impermissible benefit that a lot of these recruits, I believe there were 17 or 18 of them over the course of a few years. Some of them may have been on that championship team. And so because they received that impermissible benefit of being entertained by a stripper, then they were ineligible. I think why these guys feel like this was egregious is because it's dumbing it down to the lowest common denominator.
Go ahead.
But what is the benefit?
The benefit didn't enhance their ability or increase their ability to win games.
It had nothing to do with anything.
It didn't matter for the NCAA.
It didn't keep them in school, right? It didn't keep them, you know, making straight A's or A's or B's.
I got to disagree fundamentally. I think that's an inaccurate statement, because it may very well have enticed them to go to Louisville.
I mean,
you can't say that that's completely untrue. You can't. I can't say that it is true.
Yeah.
But if they're between Louisville and Miami.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Louisville, North Carolina. I go on my trip to Carolina.
I don't want to be blunt and I don't want to be offensive.
Go ahead.
But if sleeping with somebody at a school on your visit made you go to that school, then you got your priorities really jacked
up. I don't disagree with that. But
seriously,
let's not give too much credit to impressionable 17-year-old kids. Let's not give them too much credit.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Everybody's different. It's a broad brush. But if you have a great time, you think about this. Now, totally different circumstances. Yeah. Thomas Q. Jones. He was going to Notre Dame.
I love how you throw the Q in there.
Hey, listen. They said, can you please do us a solid? I said, absolutely. He was a great guy. Of course I'll do it for him.
He's amazing.
He was committed to Louisville. Notre Dame.
Yep.
Lou Holtz, Notre Dame. He went on the trip. If you missed it, this is a great spot. Go check this on YouTube, TikiandTierney.com. It was awesome. And it's two full segments. He was in with us about 35, 40 minutes. Just a great wide-ranging conversation. Going to Notre Dame, goes to Virginia, spots Tiki during warm-ups, basically falls in love with you. Like, I mean, like, he basically called him his model outside of his dad.
Yeah.
His like a father figure in a sense. If he doesn't go on that recruiting trip to Virginia, he's not going to Virginia. Oh, let me take that back. If he goes to Virginia and you were lame and you just, like, you looked like a clunky running back.
Yeah.
And the way he described you visually, it was appealing to him.
You're right.
So that changed his mind.
Yeah.
You tell me strippers can't change somebody's mind? They can.
Of course they can.
But that's all I'm saying.
Of course. But it's just hard to, like, make in my mind to say that changed someone's, because it's not a continuous relationship. You're not under the impression that this is going to be your girl. Right now,
hey, listen, some guys, first time you fall in love.
Hey, I'm in love with a stripper, right?
That's what happened to Hack back at the senior prom. That's what I heard.
But, I mean, I just find it hard to believe that was really the reason.
I don't know what the hell happened in that room, to be honest
with
you. No,
we don't, because they're all denying and everything else. Whatever. I can understand their point, because it's not like they were, even though this actually probably was happening too, I was getting ready to say, it's not like they were getting, like, bags of cash.
No, they were handed money, but they had money.
Of course they were.
They had
because
money.
That was another side of this Louisville scandal.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're just going to put it on the stripper and that entertainment that happened on the recruiting visit, I find it hard to say that that's an impermissible benefit. If all the other stuff is also true, then that is, and they don't have a case. They don't have a case anyways, because the NCAA is not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see it from their side as it pertains to, this isn't the reason that we came here, and it's not indicative of who we all are.
I can understand that fully, and I can also see the side where a young, impressionable 17, 18-year-old young man, that assuming that he likes women, that he likes girls, goes on 4 or 5 college visits. Grand, beautiful, sprawling campuses, get to chat with Roy Williams, eventually get around to Rick Pitino. Maybe bouncing to Boeheim and Syracuse, and each visit obviously is unique and different. The restaurants, the whatever you want to major in, if they even care about that. Some don't, let's be honest. And you go to Louisville, and you're coming from a small city, and maybe you're from a small high school, and suddenly you go to this room, and there's nine strippers, and somebody's giving you money to have fun. Let's not, I mean, we keep it real on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that could sway a lot of young men.
But it also impugns the reputation of a lot of kids who may not have had anything to do with it.
I 100% agree with that statement.
That's the hard part.
I 100% agree. Yeah, yeah. Remember, we started this saying, it's not fair.
Of course not.
It's not fair because, unfortunately, it's an all-encompassing monster broad-stroke brush.
Yeah.
And there's good, innocent people, decent people. Overwhelmingly, the percentage of people involved in this that are suffering are decent.
At the end of the day, I think this lawsuit is to clear their name more than anything. We're joking about, sort of half joking about, like the informational benefits that they get with the strippers. But if you are a professional now, meaning you graduated around this time, you are 27 years old, whatever, however old they are right now, they're 27 years old, you are applying for a job somewhere, and you say, yeah, I went to University of Louisville. I was on the basketball team the year that we won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing this employer is going to do is go, if he doesn't know already.
If he doesn't know sports.
I'm sure he does know already. Mm-hmm. And find out, oh, you're the stripper. You're on that stripper team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's unfair to some of these kids.
100%
who
unfair.
Had absolutely nothing to do with it.
That's true. So, that is true. Yeah, if you're trying to go get a job.
And that's why they're suing. At the end of the day, that's why they're suing. They almost have to. Those that can plausibly say I wasn't involved in this, that's why they're suing.
I'll buy that part of the conversation. I think that's an important part. That's good. That's good. So I don't think it'll win.
No, I don't either.
I mean,
but I see their point.
This was, and the sad thing is, this happens everywhere. I mean, I'm not saying that there's prostitution rings everywhere, but
the entertainment side,
of this stuff happens everywhere. Yeah. Come on, kids walk into a weekend expecting, what do we have lined up here? What's happening? It's the way it is.
You're right.
Act, by the way, how was that senior prom, buddy? Was it good?
I wish I knew.
What do you mean you wish you knew?
I didn't go.
Why not?
I did not go.
Oh, what? Can I be totally honest here as well? I didn't go either.
Very nice.
But I was banned from mine. Ooh. I swear to God. I was banned. I was not allowed to go. You elected not to go, or you couldn't find a date, or what was
the deal?
It's
a little bit of both. So I just said, I wasn't that excited about going. I was like, you know.
You'd rather watch the Yankees and the Mets?
Yeah.
What year did you graduate high school?
86, so it was the
Mets were a big star. You didn't want to win. You didn't want to miss Ron Darling pitching seven innings against Dale Murphy.
More
and the
than
Braves.
Seven. More
no,
than
I know. Yeah. Well, the bullpen, we got a Roscoe warming up. So, you know, you got to get to him, and you got to get to Roger McDowell in the eighth to set up a Roscoe.
Exactly.
All right. Axe update is now the blast.
You had a good excuse, Ack. You had a really good excuse.
Really good. Yeah, a real winning excuse. Yeah, we feel you, Ack. All right, here's Axe update right now. This is an oldie but a goodie. Cheesy and corny, but still pretty decent. All right, time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day here, Teak. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question, John Frazier at Roll Stenner. Should LeBron be recruiting Melo? I'm so tired of Melo stuff. Jeez.
Well, he's the only one left.
That's true. Isaiah Thomas. Really, you know what the big move is? Kevin Love trade.
Yeah.
That's probably really the big. Yeah, I think that's going
to
happen.
Let's get to that briefly after we do the I suppose.
Should LeBron be recruiting Melo to sign with the Lakers instead of Houston or Miami?
No. The answer is no. thanks for your note, John.
Appreciate the query. Thanks, buddy. There you go. And, of course, O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day.
It's interesting with the Kevin Love stuff, BT, because the Cavaliers are saying, we're going to hold on to Kevin Love and we're going to do whatever we're going to do this year. We got to be blown away. But when you think about it, it truly makes no sense for them to do that. They are going to be terrible next year. They don't have enough around them. The East is getting better and the teams are getting stronger around it. They've gotten weaker. And Kevin Love, unless he, you know, says, I want to be here. I make this around me, which I don't think he'll do. It doesn't make sense for them to hold on to him because after this season, he's free. Mm-hmm. And so, or after.
He's got two more.
Two more. So after
he's got two
seasons, he's free. Yep. And it's almost like you're hurting his ability to continue his career in a meaningful way.
Mm.
But at the same time, creating a false, I don't know, sense of something in Cleveland with him still there. And so I know they want to get a lot to try to get a lot for him, But it doesn't make sense, and I think everybody recognizes that.
Let me just double check that he does have 1 year.
I thought it was one and then an option. But
he's got it's an option for 2019-20. He's got next year fully guaranteed, 2018-2019, 2019-2020, when Kawhi and everybody else, you know, Kawhi, Kyrie Irving, some big names there, he can opt out.
Yep.
And he's due $26 million. You know, the thing about Love...
And not that he's going to go be a star, like
no, he's not.
But he's valuable in the right place, and that's got to be appealing to him.
But here's where I think he has value for the Cavaliers. Number one, you might be able to lure a more enticing package away from a team that suddenly sees themselves differently midseason. Like there might be a team, throwing a team out there.
You.
What if the Pelicans? You know, they lose Boogie. Mm-hmm. I know they've made some other additions, obviously Randall for the 2 years at $18 million. Different kind of player from Kevin Love. Randall's not going to stretch it out to three, as we know.
No.
What if they say, hey, you know what? If we get Kevin Love and Anthony Davis and Randall and everything, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a team midseason that kind of views themselves in a championship manner that doesn't quite see themselves there right now. That's number one.
Yeah.
And maybe you can use that, not desperation, but that excitement, that energy in your favor.
Yeah.
The other aspect is there, and I know Cavalier fans aren't going to care much about this, but there is value in having a diligent, respected veteran showing the way for the young kids. Sexton, to be a pro.
But has he been the voice? Is he a voice?
But he leads differently. No, he's just he's quietly authoritative.
Yeah.
He really is. He's not like, I think people look at Kevin as kind of a pushover. Like he just did whatever LeBron said.
Yeah, not
pushover. He's not.
Not pushover isn't how I would think of it, but it's more... He's just a by example guy. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like that's his personality.
Well, it is more. He's not demonstrative, but I mean, Jeter was a by example guy.
Yeah, true.
And baseball's a different sport. I mean, you got so many moving parts. Basketball, but I mean, do you really want to? If you, I mean, you look at this roster. I mean, George Hill, by the way, is a pretty gritty pro, and not that he's a very good player at this point. But he's a veteran that could show him the ropes. I'm not saying that. Listen, if Kevin Love is there just to be a leader, then that's probably not the right thing. But Colin Sexton, I don't know. I could go either way. I wouldn't mind. If I'm the Cavaliers, I'd give it 25-30. Unless I'm blown away in the next month or so, or if there's an injury in training camp, which very well could happen, I'd sit in the weeds and I would lie there until somebody calls me out of desperation or excitement.
Yeah.
And then I pounce and I see what we do.
You're right.
You know? You ready for the blast, Teague?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Okay, here we go. The Giants add your Giants, the G-Men, Big Blue. They add Western Michigan cornerback. You ready? Sam Beal.
Yeah.
Just sounds like a name that's going to be around for a while. Sam Beal, third-round corner, supplemental draft. Yeah. Worth the pick?
I think it is worth the pick. Now, obviously, why did he not come out earlier?
Mm-hmm.
He had some issues at Western Michigan. Never really even played because of his grades. And so instead of waiting for the NCAA to rule on his eligibility for next year, which they were dragging their feet on, he basically said, I'm going to take my chances in the NFL. The Giants got a steal here because this kid is viewed as one of the best athletes, maybe biggest steals because of where he now is, third round supplemental in the NFL coming into this season.
Yeah.
So I love this pick for the Giants.
I like it. Listen, supplemental's interesting. I mean, Rob Moore back in the day out of Syracuse. I think Dave Brown was it. We always make fun of Dave Brown, but I think he was supplemental. He was supplemental, right?
Yeah. Terrell Pryor.
Was absolutely.
Gordon. Yeah, he was.
Was Josh a supplemental? I know the T. Pryor was because I was out there when that happened. Third round pick, Kareem McKenzie, one of his first moves. Yeah, a little bit of a mixed bag here, but you got to remember Eli Apple. Probably made the wrong pick there out of Ohio State. So, you know, you have some good players. Jenkins, a lot of money. Still very good, though. I like this.
Yeah.
It's a very good move for the Giants. Yeah, it's good. Ryan Shazier. All right, this is interesting. Ryan Shazier's upset at his rating in Madden. It's kind of low. It's 86.
It's not horrible.
No, it's not horrible. 14th best for a linebacker, though. Does he have a gripe? Well, first of all, I'm going to answer this in an out-of-the-box way. I'm just going to answer it brutally, honestly. Do we think that Ryan Shazier ever plays football again?
I don't.
Okay, I don't either. I hope he doesn't. Because seeing him walk up on the stage at the draft, while it was an empowering moment and a real good moment, and he can probably have a functional life, which is most important. Mm-hmm. He was walking, and it was not easy to look at for a strong, virile athlete to need that help and to, you know, tax his body that much to walk. So I say that because knowing that he's probably never going to play again, throw him a bone. He's earned it.
Yeah.
He was a hell of a player. Get him in the 90s, will you?
Yeah, agreed. And this is based off last year's. And so there's a certain guy like Ryan Kerrigan, who I like is a good player, different type of position. He's just behind a lot of guys that I think he was, when healthy, much better than. So, yeah, he has a gripe.
14th best linebacker. He's better than that. All right, LeBron. LeBron teases the pizza party. We hit this before. But he doesn't show up. Is it okay? Or is that a cheap ploy to get a little social media pop?
It's a cheap ploy. And that's actually what he was doing, right? Hanging out by the pool.
I mean, that picture is just...
Yeah, I know. Right?
Come on. No chips, brother.
I'm gonna
just like
be
the size of your pizza.
I'm going to be
donut.
In Culver City. And then he's not. Look, it was a perfectly executed viral marketing campaign. So for that, I give him credit. But it's still a cheap shot.
Here's what I want to know. I think they just took the picture down. You know what I want to know? How many times did they take that? Did he have that picture taken before he said, that's the one? That's the picture. My chin looks square. My pecs look jacked up. Perfect situated. Look at this. I mean, look at it. Look at like he's gazing into the distance like he's really deep in thought. He's a cornball half the time. He really is.
And his pink.
Well, that doesn't matter.
It's his pink.
I hear you. The pink. It's a donut float. But he's a cornball sometimes with social media. He really is. All right, the Indians lose. This was crazy.
Yeah.
A bullpen malfunction. No communication. The inability to actually get down to the bullpen. Tell them what you want. So should there be a better way to communicate to the bullpen? Yeah, keep a phone down there and text them. I mean, it seems pretty basic these days.
Is that the same rule in other sports? No cell phones allowed. Here's what you do. Here's the better way, DT. They didn't always have telephones.
No.
In bullpen.
No, they didn't.
Have the manager or the tallest guy you have on your team, just get up and give him the...
No, you know what they did? This is the old school. When you want to know if the guy's ready,
uh-huh.
Like back in the day, like we would do this in college. If our guy, and we would go through 8-9 pitchers a day because we were terrible, you'd stick your hat up. He's ready. If the hat's up, he's ready. Come get him. If the hat's down, he needs a few more.
Yeah.
That's the old school way of doing it. Let me find a way around it. Come on. It's a big deal. All right. 52-year-old Lennox Lewis is going to fight again. Vitaly Klitschko in an exhibition. Should fighters this age get into the ring again?
Of course not. What are we watching?
Well, I'm not going to watch this nonsense. Are you kidding me? But here's why I think it's somewhat okay. Because they're both washed up. Like, if you have a 52-year-old versus a 33-year-old, then it's dangerous. Mm. If you have two 50-something-year-olds getting after it, in theory, nobody's going to get hurt. Be a lot of pillow punches dancing around the rim.
Vitaly is training with Ivan Drago.
Now taking the old juice, the old Russian juice.
Taking the juice, comes in and got Apollo Creed on the other side.
Love. Once Apollo was killed, and I listen.
I agree.
That was great. That what a poignant scene.
Agreed.
When he's holding his head up and he's lifeless in the ring against the Russian.
Why they got to kill the black guy?
Seriously, they did sacrifice him. That's true. Because you're not going to kill off Rocky.
I know, but he was the only black guy in the.
No, the trainer was black.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The trainer who wound up taking up the kinship with Rocky.
That's right.
Went to Russia with him.
That's true.
They became boys. Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
Great movie. Just a great movie.
Don't kill the good-looking bad guy.
Great movie.
Clubber Lane, yeah.
Trivia question.
Mr. T.
$20 to anybody on the show that gets this right. When they entered the ring with James Brown doing his thing, living
in
America.
I'm a real American.
No. I'm a real American.
Yeah. Oh, that's Hulk Hogan.
Living in America.
Oh, living in America.
New York City. New York's Atlanta. That song. When they enter the ring.
It was actually James Brown. Dude.
Yeah, that's what I said. James Brown was dancing. He was going crazy. What an elaborate set, too. Like that was a great scene. What sweatshirts? What brand name sweatshirts? Put Google down. I know you. What sweatshirts were they wearing? When they entered the ring.
What year was this?
Okay. I'll give you one clue. Rocky IV, let's see. 77, I believe, was the first one, or 78, 79, 80. Rocky III was 83?
85, Sam.
I was going to say 84, 85. I was getting there. Got my process.
I'm going to say it was Puma.
Hugo Boss.
Oh.
That's the first time I ever saw Boss.
Yeah.
They were all rocking Boss. Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah. I don't remember.
They're rocking Boss. You guys didn't know that? Nah, D-Cell was like six.
No, he wasn't even.
You weren't even born yet?
D-Cell was born in 1988. Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, I was a... Oh, wow.
You tell the back's feeling a little bit better.
You got to rewind that one back. That would hit.
Was that a good one?
That hit dead center.
All right, TV, I gave you a minute to rewind it there. I'd like to see that going out if we can. Wink, wink. They don't make movies like Rocky anymore. You know why? Because we don't care about movies like we used to.
Well, it's also, you know, there's something about the cinematography of those old movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt, it's the wrong word, but I'll use it because it's the one that's jumping in my head, like fantastical. Like, it wasn't
fantastical?
Real. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
Like, you mean like believable?
Yeah. And now it's, I don't know. Now it's.
They overdo everything now.
Yes.
It's
exactly.
Overly dramatic. The subtlety
yes.
of the old movies were really, it's brilliance.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
Don't get me wrong. I love all these new movies now, too. Like, some of them. But, like, the elaborate sets and the stunts and stuff. But back in the day, we sound old. Let's get out of here before we sound like we're 70. See you tomorrow.
Get off.
Peace!
My lawn.
Get off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.